Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, all right? All right? All right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Ease of choking.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
Not his name, but do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
And
we going
16-0, huh?
16-0, bro. How dare you say
anything worse?
How dare you? Out your mind.
You know who just drafted
the
Messiah?
Holding the one and only Shakes Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now, here is your host, Shakes Montana.
I don't know.
tuned into one of the most dangerous shows on this blog talk. Well, that's the Shakedown. I'm your host today, Black Queezy, and I got my brothers with me. Y'all tell me how I'm sounding today, because I'm not sure. I got my brothers with me. Hello. What's going on, y'all?
What it do, brother? What's going on? Peace to the gods, peace to the earth. Sound a little muffled. You know what I mean?
You know if I'm sounding like I'm in a closet.
Yeah, sound like you in a cubby hole. Just a little bit. But you I can hear you.
What about now?
Keep talking. Keep going.
How about
keep flowing.
Now?
Keep flowing.
Alright, so we're going to get into it early and often.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
Sounding good?
Yeah, that's better.
A little bit?
Yeah, you can.
Alright. So we're going to get into it early and often. Debate Wednesday. Chase Montana, what's going on with you, young fella? Alright, while Chase get his life together, we'll be back in here. But Debate Wednesdays, man, we're going to get into, I got some pressers, bro. I got one in I thought I had the Daniel Jones presser, but somehow the file got corrupted, so I guess they didn't want me to hear that one. But so without any further ado, man, I'm just going to play these joints. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to play them. Where we at? You know what I'm saying? And everybody else will chime in when they get here, but we're going to chop it up on the importance of this game, which is the New York Football Giants versus Atlanta Falcons. Two struggling teams trying to get a win. All right. So without any further ado, let me find these pressers. All right, the first one seems to be about 6 minutes or so. All right, so we're going to play this presser. This is Joe Judge talking about, well, how come it's still Washington, bro? Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All right, so we spent yesterday obviously cleaning up the tape from week one. Before we left yesterday, we introduced the Washington football team to our players, make sure they had a, you know.
That was the wrong person. I knew it. Something happened there. Well, something happened there, fellas. Unfortunately, I don't know, maybe both of them were corrupted. My bad. Give me a second. LRP, if you could, my brother, if you could say a little something, if you're there. Push beats on.
Yes, sir.
I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, no problem. I got you covered, bro. You put on the biggest for me to rap, bro. Jumping on the plane, like, yo, just fighting for my life. Somebody give me a tip. I'm about to get my respect. It's about to go down. I'm coming for your neck. What I'm going to say next, I don't know, but I'm flexing, straight gorilla, the caterpillar, don't fuck with the caterpillar, in my cocoon, leaving wet as a lagoon, you know I'm nothing but a goon, as I roll through the swoon, shout out to my people in the muck of New York, we about to go down, it's a giant, I'm defiant.
I don't even know if they heard me or not, but I tell you what, it don't matter, cause I'm coming with the bat.
Gotta swing for the fence. Don't get defenseless, cause when Shakedown Crew coming at you, you don't know what you're gonna do. Gotta pull your through, fool. Only tripping on it. Big blue, Kool-Aid, no band-aid. Stay calm, about to run on your bitches. About to dance on your grave. And you heard what I said, we ain't no motherfucking. Thought I was gonna say the S-word, but I'm an aboriginal Ben Free. Ain't hit for free. This, what K-Dot said, this ain't free. good thing I don't
freestyle for a living.
Shit was hot, right? Off the boom way, you do. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to say.
Your thing, bro. Your thing. Debate Wednesdays, y'all. Black freezing. I'm trying to get the pressers up for y'all to hear. We also got E. The Chosen One from the Bronx with us. We got the got the Fantastic Four right now. So I'll take this chance and this time to make an announcement. This young fella called them when we were doing morning shows. The first one. The first version, not the comedic version with me and LRP. But the first version of the morning shows where we was trying to compete, or not even compete, but show homage to Big Blue Kickoff. He called in then, and he's still calling in now 7 years later. So it's only right that I announced Nacho will be officially joining the Shakedown crew, and he will be hosting on Tuesdays. Tune in and make sure that y'all go ahead and get all the content that Nacho has to offer for y'all as part of the Shakedown crew. So welcome to the team, Nacho, man. Shouts to him. We are now the Sinister Six.
Absolutely. Yo, let me just say something real fast because I'm not in a position to speak a lot. I can only be a fan today. First of all, shout outs to the newest team member. He's more than well deserved. You guys, it doesn't even matter what type of fan or what team that man is a fan of. Knowledgeable, stats and facts, 7 years. The man been a caller before I even joined the show and became blessed enough to become a co-host. I guess he'll probably be calling it Not Your Average Tuesdays. Y'all like that? Y'all like that? Not Your Average Tuesdays. But shout-outs to Nacho in the Box with Cheese, the fan of Green Bay, the man amongst men, and the brother now embraced in the brotherhood, long overdue. The call was not even a thought process. We didn't have to decide on nothing. No votes were taken. Because that man, he is definitely well-deserving. And we love you, brother, all the way in Arizona. You know what I mean? So, again, welcome to the team. God bless you. And I guess you're going to have to get a short ticket, brother, to the October 14th situation. But we'll talk about all of that. E. The Chosen One from the Bronx. Shakes, by the way, I'm eating that green turtle. I love you for your introduction to this. And obviously, it is not a stop. So, yeah, I know what it is, man. I'm a fan today. I love you, brother. Welcome again, Nacho. Peace.
No doubt. Love you, too. It really have to be a vote. I knew nobody was really going to oppose. But it has been a point in time where, like he just said, it's been a long time coming. Pause. But this has been in the making, and I have asked everybody just by themselves, what did they think about that way before, months before, you know, maybe even years before. So ain't nobody has opposed any time that I asked any of my brothers. So me making a decision, I knew wasn't nobody going to oppose against it. He is a part of the team unofficially. Now it's just an official thing. So, shout out to Nacho.
Indeed, indeed. This one is a little peak. And you are absolutely right. Brother Shakes Montana came to me a long time ago, months ago. Said, yo, what you think about Nacho in the Box, bro? I I said, man, brother, man, always we used to have a great time on the morning show, second time around. And, shit, for many, you know, couple of days out of the week, you know what I mean? Until the brother Shakes woke up from his slumber, shot out on the death, but not sure what we're holding it down with him. So, me and that, I mean, we go back to the lawyer, and, so I was on board immediately. So shouts out to you, Nacho. Welcome aboard, bro. Love you. Hope to hear from you today. People know who you are if they don't already know. And if you don't know, now you know. You understand? So, yeah. Nothing but welcome. Nothing but welcome.
I'm glad you remember that I asked you that. I'm pretty sure everybody remembered it. But,
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, again, I knew nobody was going to oppose to it. And you say I came out with slums. I was MIA yesterday. I ain't going to lie. I was very, very busy. But I definitely was mad about that fantasy shit. I definitely was. That was amazing, bro. That was amazing.
Right?
Yeah, because not only that, right? Not only that, this motherfucker Aaron Jones almost cost me two damn games. I'm like, holy shit. I just squeaked by Nacho. And I was blowing that motherfucker out, bro. Huh. I ain't think it was nowhere near close. I ended up winning by like 7 points or some shit. I'm like, oh, my God. This motherfucking Aaron Jones almost fucking ruined my whole weekend, dude. But shout-out to Black Freeze. He got the victory and having Aaron Jones. That's crazy, man. I did not see that coming. But, hey, shout-out to you. The great thing is I get my payback, so I get my revenge.
Hold on. I know you just think it's going to slide through like that. Man, if you don't stop playing
LLP
around, Shake.
And we also got Jay.
Stop playing, son. You know what happened. You came on this show, you was talking major smack to Diddy. And what basically happened is
40
I had two players left. I had two players
40.
Left. And my running back almost scored just as much as your quarterback.
40 points.
Crazy. Football gods must be crazy. They let me win. How about that?
Crazy.
Man, you better stop. And you're going to get that ass waxed next week, too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the butcher is coming. The butcher is coming. I've seen this lineup. It's not scary at all. Ooh, Friday night is coming on Sunday.
Mm.
You better beware. You
may not be what you're going to take that L. You're going to take that L. Let's all do to your friend. And you can thank your friend for the beating that I'm about to put on.
Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black
Friday,
Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black.
Here comes Trump. It's time to go to the business, man. I had to use a whole other extension to get this together, but we got it together. Let me see if we upload it all the way.
What's going on, Jay, bro?
Good job.
A little bit muffled too.
Go ahead, son. My bad.
No, you was good. All I was gonna make like a quick announcement on the power of the universe type of shit here. We got the last episode coming up this Sunday, right, of the season on the Raising Canaan. Shout outs to this season. It was a great, great season. But
this is almost over already? How many shows are
you? Yeah, man. 10, B. 10. So
I'm fucking behind.
Yeah, B. Yeah, man. So final season. I mean, well, final episode of the season. And also, we get the first episode of BMF all this Sunday. So tune in and stop. Right?
That's,
yeah.
I ain't going to
get
a full back. So should be cleaning up, huh? Boy, should be getting
yeah,
on.
But then, hold on, right? Here's the thing. After that, like, they doing 8 episodes of the BMF, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's 8 episodes of the BMF. Right when BMF go off, you're going to have Power Book 2. The Tyreek shit coming back up.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. So he keeping the foot on the neck.
He did. He okay.
Shouts out to 50 Man, Boo Boo, aka Tommy, one coming out after that one. Yeah, the Tommy Power Book will be coming on after Tariq shit. Yeah, Power Universe on your own. Shout out to 50. Yeah. Shout out to 50, man. Bonus thing.
Making plays. All right, so let's talk about making plays. So Daniel Jones had a presser today, and they talked about the influence of Eli Manning, and I'm not sure if you guys knew it or not, but Eli's getting his jersey retired at that actual game against the Falcons. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
You did, J-Rock? You the man, son. You be reading and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I read it a couple times.
All right. All right, without any further ado, I'm going to play it.
In the chat, if you look at the chat, Trey say this shit every day.
Trey?
Trey. He'd be like, we better not lose because they retired Eli Jerry.
They retired Eli Jerry. That would be foul, though. Oh, that would be foul. Action. That, yo, J-Rock, that would be bum activity. All right, I'm just going to tell you right now, and I can't.
Yeah.
All right.
With that kind of thing going on, I agree, gentlemen.
That's bum activity, son. I cannot agree. I cannot comply to this. So technically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this press, and we're going to chop it up. We're going to get into this game because this is a very, very important game. Like they'll say, every game is important. My ass. This is important. Pause. All right. So without any further ado, our quarterback, Daniel Jones.
What's your thoughts on Eli having his jersey retired on Sunday and what that means to you?
I'm excited. It'll be cool to see. It'll be a cool moment. Obviously, a legend of this game, a legend of this franchise, and you know what he represented, how he played for so long, and you know, being able to be with him. You know, my first year was awesome for me. It was a huge opportunity, and it'll be cool to see him recognized.
Awesome for you in what way?
Just a tremendous opportunity to learn and to watch him, to be able to talk to him and ask him questions, watch how he went about his work and how he carried himself, you know, on the field, how he played, how he prepared, and then off the field in the building, dealing with teammates and you know, leading this organization.
Daniel, if you don't mind, do you talk to Eli after games during the week or anything like that? What, you know, do you guys compare or anything like that? You talk about what he saw with you or anything like that? Is that the type of relationship you have with him?
We've certainly stayed in touch and, you know, check in every now and then, but you know, he's always, you know, kind of been someone who's, you know, been willing to answer questions and you know, I think you know, in his position, he's not in our meetings every day, and I think he understands that. And but like you said, he's played a ton of football, knows how to play the game, and knows what it's supposed to look like. So you know, he's been helpful for me.
How's he doing in his new gig? You watch it all? You like it?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I think it's pretty good. He's pretty funny. He's got some good one-liners and some good good commentary. It's been fun to watch him and Peyton go back and forth.
Did he invite you on it yet?
No, I haven't gotten the invite.
We want to see your one-liners.
What's the biggest thing you learned from him?
You know, I think it was just, you know, day in and day out, the way he prepared and the way he carried himself. I think, you know, I think anyone would expect a guy, you know, that that successful and, you know, who's played that long at a high level, that he has a certain way to prepare. And you know, I think, you know, that's expected. But being able to kind of see it day to day and him go about it, being able to see him interact with teammates, interact with people in the facility, with staff members, you know, and the leader that he was kind of in all aspects of the organization and, you know, for this team.
How would you describe his work ethic? Eli's work ethic?
Consistent, you know, extremely consistent. You know, he never got bored with doing the, you know, the fundamental things on the field, whether it was footwork, working on, you know, something as simple as, you know, a three-step drop or a five-step drop. You know, you'd hear him talk about his footwork a lot and kind of a lot of those things. And I remember that, you know, sticking with me early on. This is a guy who's played a lot and he's still focused on, you know, day one fundamentals. And, you know, the little things were always extremely important, and he was just extremely detailed and specific in all his preparation. That carried through to every aspect of his game.
Was there any one piece of advice he gave you when you starting week three of your rookie year?
Yeah, I think there was a lot. I mean, I think certainly the routine going about the week and preparing, I think, you know, I was able to see his preparation, so just talking through, you know, kind of how he prepared day by day, the things he looked for, and how he went about his week.
Houston City. And there were probably a lot of people looking at last week saying, why can't Daniel be as consistent last week, you know, every week as he played last week? So, I mean, do you look back and say, I would like that game to be the model of what I do every week?
Yeah, I mean, I think every week's different, and my goal is to prepare as well as I can and play as well as I can every week. So, you know, try to be prepared and ready to go every week.
Is that one of your better games, though?
I don't know. I don't think judging it that way, you know, I don't know how productive that is. We didn't win the game, so we didn't do enough. You know, I didn't do enough, didn't make enough plays. So we've got to look at that and improve.
When you looked at the film from that game of how you played, what in particular went well, and what did you think maybe were some areas where you could have worked on?
I think, you know, I think at times we, you know, we attacked well and you know, kind of controlled the tempo of the game. I think we, you know, we're able to create some explosive plays and some, you know, some plays that kept drives moving and pushed the ball, you know, down the field a little bit with some chunks. So I think that was productive. I think at times, you know, a couple of those drives stalled and whether it was penalties or whether it was negative plays or, you know, situations that kept us from some continuing drives, you know, on the fringe, you know, in some of those spots we've got to be better in.
Daniel, do you enjoy the running element, the quarterback running element of the offense, and do you get into a game differently when it's going?
Yeah, I enjoy that part of the game. I think, you know, that's been a big part of this system, you know, in the past and was, you know, part of what we did last year. So I enjoy that part of the game, and when those opportunities are there, I certainly, you know, look forward to taking advantage of them. So, yeah.
I think that some people underestimate that part of your game. Do you feel like that's the case, and do you like maybe surprising some people and some defenses who aren't super familiar with you about your mobility and your ability to get away downfield?
Yeah, you know, whether it's hard to tell whether they're surprised or not. You know, if the opportunity's there, you take it. If it's not, you don't. So, you know, it's just kind of dependent on how they're playing and what they're doing. defensively and just try to take advantage of them.
You know, I think the first eight questions or so were about former quarterback here. You know, how hard is it to – that's a tough act to follow. How hard has that been for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was I always looked at as an awesome opportunity to be behind him and be with him for that year and have that relationship, be able to learn from him and look to what he was able to do in his time, all he accomplished and the level that he, you know, played at. So, that's kind of how I look at it. And, I certainly have a ton of respect respect him and all he accomplished.
Do you think you'll kind of take a peek at halftime or try to get out early and see the ceremony?
I don't know. I mean, halftime's pretty quick, and we've got to make some adjustments, and we got to be focused on what we're doing in the game. So, that's where we'll be focused. But certainly happy for him, and certainly, well deserved.
I know Joe preaches patience. But 0-2, you've been there before at 0-3. How dangerous is the prospect of falling to 0-3, and how big does that make this game?
Every game's big. You know, I think, it's been, I think we look at this week, and the goal is to win this week, to be 1-0 this week. So that's where we're focused, improving from last week. Obviously, we didn't do what we needed to do to win the game. So we've got to look at that and make sure we're ready for this week. But our focus is here on Atlanta and making sure we play as well as we can.
All right. That's our beloved quarterback, Daniel Jones, a.k.a. Danny Dimes. All right. Wanted to also let everybody know the number to call in, of course, is 914-205-5796, and we shall happen to have a caller. We have our brother Lou with us. What's going on, Lou?
Yeah, what am I, chop liver?
What's going on, Ron? Young fella, how you doing?
All right. Yeah. Better than
Lou,
Giants,
I got a question for
sure. The Giants look a little shabby right now.
Oh, yeah. They're looking bad out here, Lou.
So I'm waiting for you to call in. Before you go in, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
You're a little low, bro. Just a little bit.
Listen to me. Listen to that. How's that?
There you go.
That's better.
Sweet. All right, Lou, real quick, before you go in, my brother, I just got to ask you, did you ever, like, help write for the Jerky Boys? Are you semi-famous, bro?
I wouldn't say that.
You got that voice, man. I can just hear. I can hear you saying it's Rizzo. It's Rizzo.
Yep.
What the fuck do you mean? And your ad libs, yo, like ding dong. You know what I'm saying? Like straight from the Jerky Boys. I don't say that offensively. I mean that.
Yeah, that was my joke.
That was my shit. I love those dudes. So that's with love.
Yeah,
so I'm not clowning.
Yeah, but I know you're talking kind of crazy about the Giants, but them Jets looking kind of shaky too, baby. And I'm kind of upset about that.
Yeah, I know, especially after last week's game. I mean, you know, here we are thinking that, you know, that our new quarterback was going to do wonders. I mean, he had a great first game, but in the second game, just completely awful.
Yeah, missing that right tackle is not helping my son Mekhi Becton being hurt. It's not helping y'all.
No, that was the first blow. Becton's injury. But Zaggy boy, you know, four interceptions in the same game, that's not going to win you any games.
Ever.
Nope. You went from a stud to a dud in a week.
Crazy. Well, he's learning a hard lesson. As Shakes Montana said, he's going to have a tough rookie season. We shall see how it goes. Danny Jones.
Somebody must get their children.
That won't be the norm. Don't worry about it.
He's
gonna be
all right. I think he's gonna be all right. Yeah, the game got to slow down a little bit.
He had all of two, four interceptions.
He had a rough start to week one.
Yeah.
Then he picked it up in the second half.
And then he come back in this game and he looked at like, doo-doo, baby.
Yeah.
He did, though. He did. All right, but our beloved Daniel Jones did it. He actually had a good game. Daniel Jones actually looked pretty good. Daniel Jones is giving some love here to Eli Manning. How are we feeling about Eli Manning's jersey being retired? Because me personally, I know I'm going to shed a little football tail, although I talk a lot of shit about him. You know what I'm saying?
Let me go first real quick, and I'll be out the way. I just want to say this, bro. That shit was 6 minutes, 7 minutes. He got to say, he said 992 goddamn times. Mm-hmm. That shit was brutal. That dude got to stop saying, Fucking pause if you don't know what to say next. But, yeah, I'm happy about Eli.
Switch
that
it up
shit
to say, well, just yeah. Switch it up or something. Yeah, but I got you on that. You might have learned that one from Eli. But, that go down. Trey, they made a good point. You chose one said earlier. We bet not lose this game. We better not lose this game. But Shakes Montana, talk to me, man, about your beloved quarterback Eli Manning.
Nah, man.
You ain't funny.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, this is a great thing. We all knew this was coming, right, Paul?
Yep.
We all knew this was coming. And this game right here, we need it for the emotional standpoint and all that good shit. And then Daniel Jones, you being a heir apparent and you being his son, right? You being his son in all aspects of the way with the coach. They had the same coaches. They do the arms in the media, the mannerism. You can say he's a Manning Jr. in that aspect. He's an honorary Manning. And we'll say that, right? He's an honorary Manning. So this game, you have to use it as a special night for you. This is a special night for your honorary family. So you have to come out and show out. And for Eli to sit there and open up in the media the way he has been, and this season alone, but since he has retired, opening up and being in the media more, but now just this season, he's really opened up. He's even talking about the times that he was underage drinking with Brett Fox. So, shout out to Eli Manning coming out of his shell and coming into his own. And I'm looking forward to seeing the content that he brings forward, going forward. But this is his night for us to show and say thanks. Mm-hmm. As an organization,
right.
As a fan club, is it all, whatever you want to call them. This is our moment to say thank you.
That's
for giving us those moments of roller coaster moments, all the ups and downs, and actually giving us two championships to sit there and remember and go back to history and say, yeah, I remember that. You know, thank you, Eli.
That's what's up. That's what's up. J-Rock. Talk to us, man, about our beloved Eli Manning.
Oh, man. You know, on Sunday, we're gonna remember the times when he brought us back from losing games, man. I remember the first game, the comeback was the Denver Broncos. And everybody thought we was going to lose that. He get that last second touchdown, man, to win the game. Come on, man. It's going to bring back memories, man. Memories of a quarterback we had that took us to two Super Bowls.
And now we hoping and wishing we can get that back with Dame Jones.
We'll see.
But all the memories, man. It's the championships.
Yeah.
That's what Eli brought to the Giants, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. Elijah Manning. Yeah. You know, a lot of ups and downs, man. A lot of indigestion. You know what I'm saying? A lot of heart beating. But at the end of the day, like you said, man, comeback kid. You the real comeback kid, Shake. I don't know about you. Eli, the real comeback kid.
Okay.
Whatever, man. I heard you know it was whatever, man. Said I take my shots at you because, you know what I'm saying, you talking real reckless last week. But, yeah, this is about Eli Manning, man, and he's a professional. That's what I could say about Eli. He's a professional. You heard Danny Jones talk about some of his preparation, still worried about the little things, the footwork, and, you know, remember he had changed over offense, and he looked pretty damn good in it, man. We need to see our receivers. Got one who wind up being a superstar, but he looked really good in that, and got a second extension with Odell, second breath in his career. So shout out to Eli, man, and shout out to him, you know, not being, you know, in Peyton Manning's shadow. He carved out his own name, you know what I'm saying, in a tough city, very, very tough city to play in. Had a tough time to play where they're playing football still. So shout out to Eli Manning. He deserves this. Definitely, like I said, I'm going to shed a little football tear. Probably at the left eye. I don't know. We'll see how it go. But shout out to him. But let's get into the actual facts of the matter. Is that 0-3 is a motherfucker. Like, we know for a fact we better win.
0-3 is bad.
Yeah, it's, I mean, come on, dude. It's not, you know what I mean? Where are you going to go with 0-3, dude? Talk to us about this game versus New York versus Atlanta. What do you know about it?
I mean, it has happened once before with 0-4 making the playoffs, but that is very rare. And I don't think that if the Giants go 0-3, I don't think they have the talent enough to, you know, make a season out of this, you know, because their offense is awful. So we're looking, you know, we're looking... Yeah, and that's when you're
mostly,
isn't it?
Yeah. Office is awful, man. All right, now I feel you, man.
Families.
You got to, you know,
if they don't do, if they don't
pull the curtain
across. You know, yeah. I mean, a lot of teams have gone 0-2 and have, you know, done well, but 0-3, it's a little bit tougher to come back from, even though you have an extra game this year. But if you don't start putting up some wins, oh, boy, you're going to be up Schitt's Creek before November gets here.
That's a fact, Lou. That is a fact. All right, J-Rock, talk to me about the importance of this game, J-Rock. Hey, Shake's clearing his throat. He's ready. He's ready for it.
Look, man, I don't, you know what? I don't know. Because I really thought they was going to beat Washington last week, and they didn't. That was disappointing, man. Because he was 4-0 against them. Boys played good. Danny Jones played good. We still lost.
Yeah.
We still managed to find a way to lose.
You know,
the offense played good. We still find a way to lose. So I don't know, man. Falcons looking bad out there, bro. But I don't know if this team is bad too. Let's not forget that. We a bad team too.
So I
don't know what's gonna go on. I just know we can't go 0-3.
That's a fact. Let's not embarrass Eli Manning as well. All right, so, you know, I'm going to go on to Shake Montana. I heard him clearing that throat over there. Pause. You got something to say, sir? About this game? What's the game
time? Yeah, I sort of did. I had some time to really think. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I'm glad about a lot of things. For one, I'm glad that we had the Thursday game where I have enough time to get over this loss and get right back to
the Giants,
right back to business, right back on to my whole mantra.
The Giants are a bad team.
For two.
I want to hear you say it.
I feel good about
bad team.
The situation. Hey, I ain't even cut you off in your segment, bro. So you back off. All right. I don't tell you what to
say.
I ain't your puppet. So you don't tell me what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say what you want me to say. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And we all know this. So back to what I was saying. And I feel good about it being a Thursday game as well because, especially early in the season, because we got those two losses out the way, like, yo, smack dab in your face, bro. It's going to be a tough motherfucking way or a tough road to try to get a W in this fucking league, bro, especially this year for you. It's something up.
Right.
It's not easy. It's just not easy for you. Just not. So y'all going to have to sit there and be perfect on your X's and O's. Y'all going to sit there and have to be perfect on your executions. And you're going to have to sit there and be perfect on your pass blocking and perfect on your throws and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can't take nothing for granted. And that's what these two games smack dab in just a small dosage of time just showed you. Right then and there. Not even 10 days has gone by, and already you are 0-2. Smack you right in your face. So, to me, I think that is a blessing in disguise. I think that is a smack into reality, and I'm hoping that these guys get the picture. Because they are better than what they have. And one more thing that I'm going to say, and even though I'm jumping the gun here, I am, but it is such a point of, I have to point this out, because it was something that we have been talking about all season. And then leading up to this point, right before the season, I said, and I quote, there's going to be a point in the season where we say that the offensive line was possibly one of the best groups out there. Showing. And so far, that has been the case. And that is a detriment to the linebacker core. That is a detriment to the defensive backs. That is a detriment to this all-world running back that we have. That is a detriment to all these other positions that has not stepped up and made this average, mediocre offensive line look like possibly one of the best groups on our team so far in the season, which I predict. So that's all I would have to say about that. J-Rod, no, I will not give you that right now.
Okay. Pause. We also have a caller with us. We got the brother Dan C. California. What's going on, my brother?
Dan C.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello. How you feeling today?
What up, Dan C?
Going all right, man.
Can't lose today.
All right.
No,
I feel you.
I know that's
how you
right.
Feeling about Eli Manning retiring that jersey?
Because we're not playing.
Yeah, exactly. LLB. Yeah, that's cool, man. Eli, that's great. Eli Day, you know, we could go on about Eli forever. We all love him. He brought us 2 Super Bowls. The legend, the New York legend. Love him.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. All right, now give us your take on this Atlanta Falcons New York Football Giants game.
Listening to you guys, I was just, all I could think is it's backwards land, man. Who we thought was not going to be a problem, like Shakes was saying, the line is looking all right, the offense is doing all right, the defense is the one that needs to pick up the slack. Completely opposite of what we were thinking going into the season. So I don't know. I mean, it's a must-win game. They're all must-win games, but 0-3 is bad, especially at home against the Falcons team. It looks they don't look like anything to shake a stick at, but I don't really have any confidence in us beating them until I see it, until the clock strikes zero and we have the lead. So they better figure out what they got to do, and Joe Judge, his leash is short now, man. Fans are starting to turn on him with his talkativity, you know?
I'm going to talk. We need some results.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, I just keep going back to the game where Odell had a coming out party. That was at home against the Falcons. And I know it has nothing to do with anything going on, but I'm just like, hey, maybe something happened.
Darius?
Maybe the stars align and we get on to something here.
What do you think, Darius, maybe?
I mean, hopefully, I don't know what's going on with that whole situation. Plus, you got Pitts on the other side, a guy we wanted.
Should be.
Obviously, gone.
They
gone
both play next to each other. It should be.
Yeah.
I love that storyline, Dan. See, I love that. I don't mean to jump on in there. I love that. Kadarius Toney coming out and having his quote-unquote Odell coming out party that makes him a star, and this shit gets going. Because they should definitely put up points against Atlanta. And this should be a beat-down statement game. The stink bomb should be on their bus when they go home. When the story coming out would be what the fuck is going on in Atlanta. Not what the fuck is going on. And
we should flip their ass so much
that we're not even the story. They should be straight up talking about Atlanta.
They should be talking about Matt Ryan, not Daniel Jones, which is why didn't they go quarterback at four?
Right.
And why did they take Pitts? But we'll see. Because,
not
to get too far ahead of you, Black, but these next three games are all winnable games. You know, the Saints, I don't believe they're the Saints we saw against the Packers. So these next three games are winnable games, and the Cowboy game's a divisional game, so you can't go 0-2. So...
Yeah, those count for two. The Cowboys look pretty good, man. I'm not scared of them, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They
look better than us.
That's a fact. All right, so let's talk about the matchup coming on Sunday at 1 p.m., I believe, right? Is it 1 o'clock game?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah, these two, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so at right tackle, they have Caleb McGarry. At right guard, they got my son, Chris Lindstrom, Boston College, baby. Then at center, they got my son, Matt Hennessy, man. What y'all was doing? Why y'all couldn't get Matt? Anyway. At left guard, they got Colby.
They got my offensive line.
At left tackle, they have still there, Jake Matthews. I think he was a spiggity, though. But at tight end, of course, they have the phenom, Mr. Kyle Pitts. They have Hayden Hurst. They have a young fellow by the name of Lee Smith and Parker Hasse. At wide receiver, they have the young phenom Calvin Ridley. They also have Russell Gage, who I believe is hurt. I'm not sure. Behind him is a guy named Christian Blake, and a name I will not even try. Tajay Sharp. And at running back, they're sporting out Mike Davis, who I think is a pretty solid running back coming out of South Carolina, Gamecocks. Behind him, they have Cordell Patterson, who is like a weapon. I don't even think he's a running back. It's kind of disrespectful. Behind him, they have our ex-running back, Wayne Gallman II. Talk to me about this offense, fellas.
Is it going to be electrifying? Something that we need to watch?
Or terrifying?
Are you afraid?
Yeah. That storyline got a potential to be fucking terrible. Yeah, well, I didn't know they had Wayne Goldman.
Yep. Do tell. Give us some facts.
Yeah.
That storyline got the potential to be disastrous. Shit. You know what I mean? Can you imagine the irony, motherfucker? Whoa.
You talking revenge.
That's you know, cool. Listen.
Yeah, revenge him. You know, the stars cut a line for his ass. He run all up and down the damn field because we ain't can't stop the run because they let go of Dalvin Tomlinson. And then two guys that they let go come back and stab us and shoot us up. That's just me playing media, but shit.
Yo, is that an apparent hole right now? It's just an apparent hole.
I went dark with it, for sure. But.
Yeah, no, but that's a fact, though. That's a fact, and we can see the difference thus far. We'll see how they go down the season.
Real.
But
knowing Ghetto Pie,
talk
we got
me,
the
man.
Unluckiest GM ever.
Yeah, talk to me, Shakes, man. Are you scared of the Atlanta Falcons?
Motherfucking Mel Brooks out here.
Listen, I'm gonna be disrespectfully respectful.
Hmm.
Because I do believe that this offense has the potential to be an electrifying offense and be one of the top dynamic offenses in the league once it does really click and all get together. See, the thing about it is this where the disrespect comes from. I don't believe that they can do that on the road. Now, at home...
Hmm.
They're comfortable. Matt Ryan is comfortable. He loves it there. That's his home. and it's hard to go there and win and come out with a W. But while he's on the road, he has proven not to be as efficient as he has been at home. Very, very funny and delight. So... when I think about the offense, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to be disrespectful and saying they can't kill us. But what I'm saying is that Paz told me that he has had these electrifying offenses before and shit the bed on the road. So why wouldn't it happen again now?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this defense has the potential to stop them and shut them down. They want to sit there and really be electrifying with Pitts. But we have linebackers and safeties that can go ahead and focus on him. So far, the tight ends have been whipping our ass so far in the season, but I believe if we can focus on one of them, we can get it done. Also, Calvin Ridley is definitely an integral part in that offense. And I believe Bradbury has taken that shit personal last week, and Ridley will be shut down. So, that's my assumption of it.
So, Bradbury shuts Ridley down. The new Julio over here. That's Calvin Ridley. All right. LRP, you said your piece. You said enough of that? You ain't start?
No, I'm not. I'm anxious to see a repeat performance of what he did against the Redskins. Daniel, I'm talking about. I'm confident that Patrick Graham, you know, goofy as he is, will realize that he now has what he needs, especially if other people are saying that they are capable of doing it. So he will play man. They will play better coverage defense. I think Big Cat will probably, you know, make himself known. You guys make good points about the schedule and the way it was and how they are always playing preseason football in the regular season because they're late bloomers. And this whole you know, just slow walking into graduation type shit, you know. So maybe we see the maturation process grow again. I'll go ahead and concede to this process, but now is the time for them to put up points and be convincing. I mean, very convincing, very sharp. You know, I don't expect to see any mistakes. Time for them to be professionals and for this whole thing to stop looking so janky. So, yeah, this should be a statement game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Put the hammer down.
All right. Lou, you're not chopped liver, man. What you think the Giants going to do? They going to shit the bed or what?
Yeah, I think they're going to shit the bed big time. I didn't expect much of them this year anyway, but, you know, they're really going to shit the bed here.
Damn, Lou. You know, it's going to be a close game or is it a blowout? Talk to it.
Huh. Well, the way they've been playing, you know, I don't know. I mean, it can go either way.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout, I think.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It went from either way to a blowout in seconds.
Yeah, but either way, I know he was on the fence already. I know he wanted to make a decision. You're going to get blown out, says Lou.
He's basically saying
Denver.
Either way you're going to lose the shit. You know what I mean? No matter, don't worry about if it's a gunshot or a knife wound and shit. Either way you're going to
you're going down.
Pistols at 10 paces.
Yeah, you're going down. I got you. All right, it sounds like you got a tough road too, messing with Denver, and especially if you travel into Denver.
Jets against Denver, no chance.
Cool. All right, Dan C, talk to me. You scared of Atlanta, man? Or?
No, I'm not. I mean, when you look on paper and even on film, this is a game we should win. We're the more talented team. Just comes down to putting it on the field. So we'll see. That's why Joe Judge is going to have a problem if he can't put it on the field. I mean, this team doesn't impress me. They're in our house. And this is a game you should win. This is a game you should win.
You should, but it doesn't mean you will.
Yeah, especially at home. It would be nice to eventually have some sort of home field advantage. You know, and have these people stop selling their corporate passes or tickets so, you know, fans can come in there and really root for the team. But what you have to say, LLP? Yes, I'm there.
Huh?
Okay, you good?
What you say?
So the Atlanta, I said you guys. I thought you had something to say. My bad.
No, I didn't say anything.
You did?
That wasn't me.
Okay. All right, my bad. The Atlanta Falcons. Let me make sure I got nobody else. All right, cool. The Atlanta Falcons head coach is Arthur Smith. Offensive coordinator is Dave Ragone. Defensive coordinator is Dean Pease, and special teams coordinator is Marquise Williams. Let's get to the dirty part, man. Let's get to the defense. Sitting there in the dirty part, in the trenches, with the hogs and the mollies. There's Grady Jarrett. That boy has turned out to be a thing in the NFL, for real, for real. Young Tyler Davison. Looks like they play a 3-4. Jonathan Bullen. Don't know who the hell you are, boy. Jacob Tutti Marin. Oh, Lord. And my son, Deion Jones. Outside linebacker is Steven Means. Left cornerback is A.J. Terrell. Let's find out what. Clemson. Safety, Eric Harris. The free safety, Deron Harmon. And the right cornerback, my other son, Fabian Monroe. In the slot, I also have my other son, Isaiah Oliver. Talk to me, Shakes Montana, about this defense. Do you think Daniel Jones is going to put up 300?
Yes.
Yes. I'm feeling like 300. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 Around New York. No, seriously, though. Yeah. But no, seriously, yeah, I think he is going to get 300, and I think he's going to have a big game there. I don't believe in his defense. I don't think that they are scary at all. I think that they are a pushover, and it's going to be easy for Daniel Jones to move the ball. I just hope that Daniel Jones does make right decisions and play this game like he came out the last game with a sense of urgency. I think that's going to be my mantra for the year. Play with a sense of urgency.
That's right.
I'm tired of this shit.
All right. I feel you. I feel you. And I do feel you on a sense of urgency, man. I really appreciated it. You know what I'm saying? It looked like we wanted to score, right? It didn't look like we just wanted a first down or something like that. LRP, talk to me, man. You scared of this defense? If Dane Jones gonna put up 300.
Yeah, I believe with those names, I believe that is very achievable. I think very achievable. Galladay, I mean, I don't mean to be, but I just, you know, those names don't really, and I didn't do any research, so it's maybe not even fair to them. All I'm saying is, out of hearing those names, I think Kenny Galladay, Shepard, and Slayton, even Tony, outmatched that and skill. So, and you know what I mean? I expect and fully intend on Daniel Jones to take advantage of that, for one. And for two, Saquon to have a very, very nice day. Very nice day.
I expect Ingram to play.
Damn, Ingram to
have a big game, yes.
Yeah, Ingram will be back on the field for Eli. That's what I'm saying. I think they should put the bang thing on this team. Oh, they should, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to, man. I don't want to accept nothing else, yo.
Yeah,
blow this fucking team out, man, and like just get that momentum that, oh, you know what? We are a good team. We are better than what we've shown in the first 2 weeks. Even though we played good, we just ain't played good enough to win.
I want 42-14. So, I'm just gonna say it. I want 42-14. And don't tell me it can't be done. Because it was in some form or fashion, it was done quite a few times in the first 2 weeks. Teams putting up some points. I want 42-14, nothing less.
Execution, man. Please execute.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lou, we know we're going to lose and get blown out. You believe in this Atlanta defense at all if they were playing the Jets?
Atlanta doesn't have any defense. Atlanta's awful.
Clap it up for Lou. Clap it up for Lou. We appreciate you. You said what defense?
What defense?
Where's the beef?
Exactly.
Oh. All right. Dancy, talk to me. Are you scared of this defense, or is Daniel Jones going to put up 300?
300 total. I don't know about 300 in the air. But this defense doesn't scare me at all. This is a game you win, period. We're in a much better position. We've got like an $80 million defense that needs to show up against a team like this and destroy them. And you were talking about the offense of that or their defense? No, nobody scares me. Deion or Jones or whatever, I have respect for him, but go over the hill. And they have really nothing to play for. We should own them. That's it. And don't get it twisted out there, people listening. I'm not saying, not beating the chest, saying the Giants are a good team, but the Giants are better than this team. We just played the Redskins defense that has legit talent, okay? And we played them in their house with that bullshit-ass field. Now we're back in our house.
And the Broncos.
And it's just,
the Broncos.
Yeah, and the Broncos, exactly. Give them the flowers, too. That's fine. This team, they should run it up on them. That's what they should do. I'm with LRP. I don't know. I mean, scoring 40 would be nice, but I haven't seen that in a long time. So just blow it up. Just double them up on the points. Like, the defense needs to do their job. And they don't scare me. Offensively,
that would be nice to see a 40-point guy. That would be nice to see a 40-point guy.
Okay. All right. Well,
40-point game. That means everything is running so well, and it's like if everything is clicking. That's what happens in a 40-point game. I would love a 40-point game. I think I need a 40-point game. My sanity.
That would be nice.
Yeah, my sanity.
Yeah, I think my sanity.
Too,
you get up
that.
Feeling good in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right.
But shout
that
out to the Atlanta Falcons.
My bad. I was just going to add to it. That kind of game would make me feel better about facing the likes of the Cowboys. And like you said, I'm not afraid of them too, but I am concerned because they're capable of putting up that kind of game.
Give us one,
so I want something that can compete and look like that because I want to feel good going into these stretches when we do have to face them. And they haven't shown us shit. I want 42 goddamn points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, just real quick, let me just give this report.
40 Burger.
And just to say that the 40 Burger is getting more interesting, the Falcons have reported out of Flowery Branch, 3:40 p.m. today, that Russell Gage and cornerback A.J. Terrell missed practice completely. Russell Gage has an ankle. And A.J. Terrell has a concussion. Both of those guys suffered those injuries in the loss to Tampa Bay. But this is going to be interesting, yo. If we just go out there and stink it up the bed like this in front of this type of team right here, I'm telling you, man, I don't know. I don't know
Russia.
How long I'm going to be able to do it.
Their leading rusher is Cordell Patterson, bro.
Yeah, I know.
In real trouble if that happens, man. Real trouble.
Cordell Patterson.
If you can't hang with the Falcons, what are you going to do when the Rams come? Come on.
So, I'm looking forward to us having like a little funky beatdown on the team right quick. I don't care if they wounded. Shit, we wounded too. You know, we got a whole guard/center leg broke. Hell out of here. I need us to come out here and punch somebody in the mouth.
Aziz, give me 2 sacks, baby.
Ooh, okay. So let's go on to this. We're going to go around the board here. Y'all tell me who is going to be the standout player on each side of the ball for the New York Football Giants. I'm going to start there with Shake Montagne.
Evan Engram. But I really hope it's Saquon Barkley having that team on it. But my answer is Evan Engram. I think he's going to be an X factor in this game for the offense. Welcome back. And then on defense, like I said, Aziz coming up with 2 sacks. I want him to have a breakout game where they start to say, oh, shit, Aziz might be a premier sack guy in this league. Again, like I told you, I predicted him winning Defensive Rookie of the Year. So I kind of expected him to do this off the rip. And now I want a 2-sack game right now. Yep. And I want a 2-sack game now. So, yeah. I'm looking for that. But Big Cat, man.
Big Cat,
my son.
I need you. I need you, Big Cat. Step up, yo. This defense go as far as you go, yo. Yeah, yo. He don't understand that shit sometimes, bro. He don't get it, but he going to get it. It starts with this game. Big Cat, I need a big game from you. Set the tone for this defense.
Yes, sir. All right, LRP, LRP, talk to me. Who's going to be the standout players in this game, baby?
For the offense, I'm going with Kenny Golladay, man. I expect for him and Daniel to get on the same page. I expect for all that working out and throwing to each other and all the shit that happened in the offseason to carry over. I expect in the Tennessee Garrett draw up something to make that happen often. And especially when they know that they can pick on what's defending it. So I expect him to have a great game and be the 100-yard receiver. I give him, you know, I want to see 12 catches, you know, 100 yards, 109 yards, you know what I mean, when TD, two TD. I expect Kenny Golladay to have his coming out party, Mr. What, 77 mil, you know. Honorable mention would be Kadarius Toney, but just honorable mention. I ain't going to take that if somebody else has him, so I'll leave that to whatever. But on the defense, Carter, man. Lorenzo Carter, come on down. I want him to have those two sacks, you know what I'm saying? I want him to have an interception. I want him to have a forced fumble. You know what I mean? Lorenzo Carter, come on down. Carl Banks shadows you out and said, oh, FYI, people, Lorenzo Carter is a beast. So let the beast come out then. You know what I mean? Is he still a human or do he got blue hair? So, you know, let's see. So that's my two.
All right, that's a fact. All right. All right, Lou. I mean, you know, who do you think the Falcons are going to have? Who are going to be the best players on the Falcons? Because you don't think the Giants are going to win, so I don't know what to say to you, bro. Actually,
Falcons
who do you think
going,
the best players
are going to
win? Who are going to be the best players on the Jets for that particular game against Denver?
Yeah, there's a problem now.
That's a great question. Lou. Come on, that brother asked you a dope one. Come on, someone knows who's your two on offense and defense for the Jets. That's great.
For the Jets, man.
I would love to hear that.
Cricket. Are you the cricket? That's how I do. We love you, though. It's all good, baby. Dancy, talk to me, man. Give me some players.
I'm
going to
say real quick,
defense.
Even though he didn't have the chance to say nothing about his Jets, I'm going to say that boy Michael Carter running real good out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Carter running real good.
It is. They're boosting up in carries, too.
I got him in the fantasy, though.
Yeah, I took him up somewhere, too.
Quite a few leagues.
Who you got, offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, standout players?
I think I might have enough light to answer that question, fellas. First of all, peace, Kings, peace to the gods, peace to the herbs.
All right.
I'm going to definitely download the show because I know it was nothing but dopeness while I missed that little segment because that's all we provide is the dopeness to the people. So I'll answer that question. The two people I feel need to stand out this game, if both sides are Gason Jarrett's playbook. I'm looking for both sides, Gason Jarrett's playbook. I don't want to talk about Patrick Graham no more. I think he should have had enough of himself in 120 minutes. He has been the worst defensive coordinator in the NFL in the last 120 minutes. He doesn't need to be told that anymore. Eat some food. Gain some weight. Eat late at night. Get your weight back so you can get your mind back. But the two players that I want is called front and back. Pause. the front of the playbook and the back of the playbook. And that's how we win.
You chose more on the location. All right, Dancy, Dancy, I'm trying to go to you, but you jumped in there. You there with me, Dancy?
It's all good, yeah. All good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I just think Daniel Jones, obviously. Obviously, he's the best. Looks like the best player on the team, honestly. So it goes as he goes. And then on defense, I need the two dudes pulling the biggest checks to show up, Bradberry and Big Cat. I really don't even like calling Big Cat because I hate that fool. But I need something from the guy. Kyle's kidding. Yeah. I need something from the two dudes. Like, that interception by Bradberry got me out of my seat, got me fired up, got me pumped again.
Mm-hmm.
All to, you know, lose. But anyways, he left it on his instincts, and he jumped the route. And I need to see more like that. That's what we paid you for, to be a number one defender and keep it up. And then I just need anything from Williams, man, anything. But the offense goes as Daniel Jones goes. He'll probably have over 50 on the ground, rushing touchdown, you know. Like, he's the star of the offense, the way I see it. So keep it up. No mistakes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so I see it this way, man. For some reason, I don't know why, I just think Tate Crowder is going to get one. And he might take it back to the house. On offense, man, I would love to see your narrative play out there and see Kadarius Toney shows up mysteriously. You know, you can't call him Joker, but, you know, this guy shows up and does his job. For some reason right now he's in the doghouse. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was something out of practice or something that was said to the coach, but he's in the doghouse doing this. But please, somebody, find Kadarius Toney. All right, so we're going to go into this real quick. Chase Montana, give me a score. What is the final score for this game?
45-17, John.
Not bad. It seems like you broke up a little bit on my end.
45-17, Giants. 4-5, like Jordan, coming back to the league.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. LRP, talk to me, baby.
Yeah. Asking for the scope. Final score, I'm going to stick with my 42-14, man. We need that shit to be 42-14.
Y'all got them 40 burgers out.
The way it ought to be.
All right, Dancy, talk to me, man. Final score?
I'm going to go 34-17. Double it up. Whatever they score, double it.
Double it. Moment. Talk to me, man. Your final score in this game. There we go. Did he chose? What is that? All right. Well, I'm going to pull out the 40 burger too, man. Let's pull out the 40 burger.
I apologize, my brother. I didn't hear the question.
The 14.
I didn't hear the question.
Go ahead. There we go.
No, I didn't hear the question, my brother.
All right. Give me a final score on this Atlanta Falcons versus the New York Football Giants, though.
30-21. I don't think the New York Giants can score under 30 points. Now that we know we have the potential to score, Washington's defense is 10 times better than the Atlanta Braves. I'm sorry, the Atlanta Falcons defense. There shouldn't be anything scoring 30 points on them. 30 points is what I want to see. Help me feel good. Pause. Make me feel good. Let me feel bad. 30-21. In 21, because this defense has given up 21, just off the average.
Yeah. That could happen in garbage time, too. One thing about Atlanta, they got a good team.
They're trying to make me feel good.
Make me feel good on the inside. But yo, what will make me feel good on the inside is a win. All right? We need the culture. We need the culture back. That's what I thought we were getting with Joe Judge, was this winning culture. Right? All we're getting right now is some talk pieces. So Dancy said it earlier. Shakes Montana, is the coach losing the team?
No. I think they rally because
Okay. All right. So, LRP, same question about you. Do you think Joe Judge is
winning? Nah, I mean, some of the things that I don't like, you know what I mean? But nah, I think the players are fine with whatever, you know what I mean? And I think he handles us. Shit that we hear is different than what happens. So, no, I don't think he's losing the team. No chance.
Okay. Dancy, talk to me. How do you think this relationship is going with Mr. Joe Judge? Is he slipping or is he tripping?
I hope he's not, but if he loses this game, he's losing me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Chosen one.
Bring the pitchforks out. Bring the pitchforks.
Talk to me, man. Joe Judge, is he losing the team? Is he flipping the tripping, man? I don't think he's slipping, but I'm with Dan C. If, after this one, if all that talk, you gotta get better, you gotta go back and look at the tape, whatever, you those guys play football too, I don't want to hear that shit, right? I want to hear you talking about, hey, there's going to be a change on offense, a change on defense, here or there, right? Especially if we don't see no halftime adjustment, and we getting our ass whooped. I'm going to be looking at you with the both eyes to the side, sir.
So ahead, this is what I was saying. I just wanted to say, as far as the question, I believe it's no. He doesn't lose the team, but if he does lose this game. He doesn't lose the team, but he lost a lot of his fan base. Like, people are waiting and ready to have the pitchforks out. So I don't think as far as the organization and the players, but as far as Blue Nation, yeah.
As a young player, you go 0-3. You gotta really absorb this coaching. You gotta really love some of this coaching to bring it out. Especially if you've been winning a lot. And there's a lot of people that's been here now that were winners before they got here, and now they ain't winning shit. So we're gonna need some of that culture to come in. We're gonna need you to pull out a ring or two, put it in your finger or something. You chose one. You want to go?
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Let me, I'm going to just give you the whole entire city of New York. Right now, the city of New York, you know how we are. Y'all New Yorkers on this phone, y'all know how we are. You have to win instantly or you're an instant bust. Right now, due to the coaching and the non-coaching and the mistakes that he's made, Judge is being judged. Like, people are talking crazy about him. Oh, man. And now you're starting to hear in the bars and in the sports lounges. You think Judge is a good coach, or you think he's good, or you think he's just all talk, or you think he's still. That's what you hear now. That's what you hear now. So, Joe Judge, I'm going to take it this far. He has to have a winning season. for him not to be on the chop block. Because of how he talks, because of what he says, and because so far he hasn't delivered. Now, from a personal standpoint, that's my coach. That's my coach. But from a broad people standpoint, he is on the hot seat already because of the last two games. So that's what's going on in the city.
In the city.
But the question was, does he lose the team? Not the shit time.
Say that one more game, Montana. The question.
But does he lose the team was the question. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he loses the team at all, because there's so much more blame to go around than him. He's a part of it, but he's not the blame himself. So, nah, I don't think he loses the team. It's way too early to lose the team. Way too early. Three games? Nah. Side eyes?
Agreed.
Yes, but nah.
Agreed.
Not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all kind of agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sada. All right. So, real quick, man. I mean, outside of everything you already touched on, I want to know, how are y'all feeling thus far with Steve? Do you feel like, you know, we're going to eventually gain some momentum? How are you feeling so far, Shakespeare, about this New York Football Giants season going into week three? All
right, so just going to, you know, give you a little assistance, give you a little choppy, but just making sure that everybody understand and know what you're saying. Just saying, going forward, how do I feel about how do you feel about the New York Football Giants season going from here? And my answer is, it may look like regular old Giants shit. It may seem like we are back on the same goddamn shit we have been on for the last decade. This looks familiar. Very, very familiar. But I think this is the year that it breaks. It 0-2 does look bad, but the way we lost it has not been. So I would say it's going to turn around. I believe it is going to turn around. I'm still on the optimistic bus. So I still think that this season is going to be a great season.
So you still out here with this blue Kool-Aid and shit like that?
Yeah. I'm still with my 11-7, is it? 11-6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still on it.
LRP, talk to me. How you feeling thus far within the season? Am I still choppy? Choppy?
Much better now. Mm-hmm. Much better.
How you feeling thus far within the season, sir? Going into week three,
I'm not all, you know, season's over. You know, we're not making the playoffs. It hasn't looked like, you know, we will if it continues, but with just two games, no. I'm not, like, done with the season. So I still think that we can go on a three-game winning streak. I would love to
you know, Atlanta, New Orleans, and damn, I forgot who after that, but we go on a 3-game winning streak. We go into that week 3-2. You know, different ball game. You know,
Dallas
you're above 500. Yeah. Yeah, so it's Falcons, New Orleans, and then Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Hello, P, can I ask a question, brother?
What's up?
Are you sitting at the table? Is there a picture on the table? Is the Kool-Aid in it blue? And are you about to pour a glass and drink? I'm asking. I'm only asking, brother.
Just for this game. For this game, yes.
So no 3-game winning streak? You ain't with that?
No, that's what I said. I mean, I believe that we can go on a 3-game winning streak. You know.
Okay, so I'm asking you to put that on the bulletin board. Can you put a pin in that on the bulletin board? In cap.
No, what he's saying is, am I all in? I mean, am I still high?
You know what I'm trying to get you to say, brother. Don't try to step toe. You know what I'm trying to get you to say.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm just going to stick with
it. You're pulling me off of the ledge, my friend.
I'm just going to stay where I made a small bet. I still got my, you know, I'm waiting for the turn, bro. If we playing, you know, if we playing Texas Hold'em, I'm waiting for the turn. But I did place a bet, so, but I'm good until
all right.
The turn.
So I'm going to ask you in a different way. Same question. A different way. Will you join your brothers in arms and say, you know what? We go on a 3-game winning streak. Will you sit at the table?
Nah. I'm just going, you know, we're going to win this game. So I'll have a drink with you. And I'm going to hold off on the round until everybody, because you might be full after that first drink. You might be ready to go home. So, you know what I mean? I buy a drink, but I'm not giving her my credit card. I'm not running a tab yet.
Can I ask you?
Not running a tab yet.
Can I ask you a counter question? So, are you the type of person, right, that when it does happen, right, and we won 3 straight, are you the type of person that gets mad like, damn, I should have been on that train and say, yeah, we just going to win 3 straight? Or are you the type of person that say, I don't really give a fuck. I'm just happy that we won 3 straight.
No, well, I'm not your type of person that after 3 weeks, as saying what I just said, see what I told you? I told you that shit was going to happen.
Yeah,
because
you know me. That's the type
that's
of person
that
I am.
You do.
Yeah, yo.
That's what you
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so while we in the moment, while we in the moment, LRP, I need you to stand on my left and Freezy stand on my right. Shakes, are we gonna win 3 straight? You ain't never been this silent this long, bro.
I don't even hear the cricket.
Word.
He went turtle like Lou.
So,
no.
Here's the thing. All right.
Oh, shit.
I initially wanted to go and just jump off the ledge, my friend. Right? But once I got to the edge, I said, don't push me, cause I'm close to the
You know what really happened right there. Just like the wind, but you're blown away. That's what happened.
So, you know, I got to the ledge and I looked down. You know, they always say don't look down. And I looked down, and I didn't want to jump no more. Right. But see, here's the thing. I had to think a little bit about the 3 opponents. So, yeah, I'm down. 3 straight.
Happy you do. Don't. Okay, so hold on. So let me make sure I got this right. LRP is on my left, Freezy is on my right, and J-Rock is right there in that seat that no one else can sit in, and Nacho's next to him in the second seat with R-E-S and a dot on it, because it's only reserved for them. And I'm walking up to you, and I'm asking, are you going to need a healing, or do you feel you already have been delivered? You all right? This is what you're saying, that they're going to win three straight.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
With it?
You know, you look, you know how they, you know, the trust leap? Y'all know the trust leap, right? Y'all know the trust leap.
Yeah.
That's what I just did. I went backwards, and I fell, and I'm trusting.
So it's three in a row?
Three in a row.
You know what? Let's get crazy.
Yeah, so that means...
Let's all get crazy.
I'm trusting Daniel Jones.
Yeah. He is with it. He is with three in a row. He with it. Shake said, yo, E, you with it? Yeah. He said he with it. He with it.
That's all for
Friday. Can I get you to sit at the table?
What's your server?
The streets need a body rock.
Yo, don't do that on live.
The streets need a body rock.
Yo, listen, let me tell you this, man. I can't go with y'all with this. I can't do that.
You know what? You ain't been going with us for the last 2 years, bro.
I know, because I just don't believe this team is ready yet, man. They still in the incubation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the offense looked like they took a progression, a step up, right? And then, you know, with the product, there's some play calling there. There's some issues, but I need them to put at least two phases together for me to start believing at one time. One game. Is this the one? Hopefully. But, you know, that quarterback, I told you, they fucking put you over that Kool-Aid to keep this shit up, man. The damn Kool-Aid. Y'all giving me a heart attack, damn man. With these almost wins, season after season. So I want to need you to put together some consistency. That's why we put or brought in Mr. Joe Judge. Okay, we're going to need you to step it up, sir. All right, all phases. So then I'll be with you with the 3 and the 7 and the 8 and the 9. God damn it. But right now, no. We can't. I don't know if we could, you know, really string together three games in a row, especially after this home game, all the rest of them are away. One in the Voodoo Dome and one over there with Jerry and them. So,
speaking of that, where's the Saints game? Well, shit, the Superdome was just on fire, so I would assume they're probably on lockdown. They're playing other places for a while, so never mind.
Jameis Winston did that shit. Now I'm just playing.
How many people saw that shit and said, the roof is on fire? Anybody?
No, I saw it, but I didn't sing that. I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't. It seems a little bit celebratory.
That's crazy.
I definitely think. Is J-Rock with us?
Oh, man. Y'all going to make me sing like something. Yeah, bro. Good job, dog.
He dropped it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shay, looks like we at the table again with the pitcher. All alone.
Yeah, man.
But wasn't that like that week 2, too? That was just, come on, man.
Week 1.
Week 1, too? Oh,
we was like that week 1. And then, you know, we was trying to put the pitcher down in week 2. You know, because we drunk too much in week 1. So it's like, all right, hold on. Our stomach kind of hurt. But, yeah, we back to sipping again. We back to sipping again. You know what I'm saying? We back to sipping again.
That ain't no Kool-Aid. That sound like lean. I don't know what the hell that sipping.
You know what? That was disrespectful, Freezy. That was very disrespectful right there that you added a whole narcotic and just a nice little juice that was handmade. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
You did not have to do that. Listen, now,
come on, y'all need to work on with it. This is week three. This component is very, very, very fit for what we need right now, right? Very fit for what we need, which is a win. So I'm with you as far as winning this game, but 3 in a row, baby. Come on, man.
Put the ducks in
them. I believe Daniel's gonna have some progression, man. He's gonna be all right.
That's a hell of an analogy. The motherfucker said we drank too much in our stomachs. I was in the back.
Stomach hurt, man.
Got the bubble gut.
Give me a beer, man.
What happened to these guys was they drank too much the night before, so they woke up and had a little hair of the dog and start drinking again to get their hangover off, man.
Still dragging, man.
Put it down. Put it down.
Yeah.
That's three in a row.
Yeah, but
Hold on. Hold on. I don't think you realize how we was came at right there, Pauls. I don't think
you got hit with the
slight amount of disrespect right there. Hold on. I got this. First off, if you don't want to drink from the well, then that's understandable. But don't come at me and my brother because we care about our squad and we got optimism. And it may not pan out that way because everything is an if. But don't do that. One dude to put us on a narcotic in Freezy. Another dude and told us how we drinking and how we getting down. And now we got to be disrespected by it. If you ain't with it, you ain't with it. All right,
the guy's trying to get what I'm trying to get you a sponsor, man. I'm like, hey, I think you guys got a problem over here.
Yeah, whole bubbles out here. The blue hat. That one was just the red hat. You and Shakes pushing a cart down Baltimore Ave. Like, now get the medal, get the medal. Get good money for that. Both of you.
Oh, man.
Believe it in these giants.
Oh, man. We going to be sitting there like, wish you was drunk. It's Kool-Aid with us. Now you all late to the party, and we already good over here. And you getting the motherfucking leftover Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, with the backwash in it, you feel me? It's everybody in the city by now. So now you're going to be drinking the backwash of the Kool-Aid because you late.
Ain't nobody drinking no backwash, man. We're taking this game by game.
Backwash.
Game by game.
Here's the problem.
You're going to drink the backwash.
Here's the problem.
I'm kicking
after,
that shit over.
After those three games, okay, they better win three in a row, basically. Then you got the Rams, the Chiefs coming up, the Bucks. They better. But we got to win one before we could win three, so.
Don't act like they all back-to-back. No, don't do that.
They're not all back. So you got
the back. Stop.
It goes Falcons, Saints, Cowboys. Then it goes Rams, Panthers, Chiefs, Raiders, Bucks. That's rough, dude.
It's spread out, bro. Like, don't do that, bro. It's spread it the fuck out, bro. Like, don't make it seem like it's all back to back, bro.
Well, you got the Rams, then the Panthers.
Play them juggernauts, like, bro. All right, bro, you see the Panthers?
Every other week, Panthers look good.
You scared them all?
Raiders look good. Mm-hmm. So that
my
is
my son
all
got you scared, huh? My son got you scared? You scared of them all, though?
Hey, man, as a Giants fan, I'm scared of everybody. I'm scared of us.
You gotta stop, bro. We gotta stop. We gonna be all right. Come sip this Kool-Aid.
I will tell you, though, like, if they show up like last week, I don't like losing like that. We're getting your heart ripped out.
Mm-hmm.
But at least
mm-hmm.
that was fun, and it was something to root for, and I felt mm-hmm. good about the squad. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's these three and outs, these fumbles, these blowouts I can't handle. At least, you know, we showed up, and that's a good team, Washington. So, but right now, the Falcons
mm-hmm.
should be a win. That's the bottom line. Should be a win.
Right.
We'll see who the Saints really are. I don't know who they are, really. And they don't have a home to play in either, so I don't know.
They don't have a home? Well, Blue Wednesday. Yeah, I ain't catch it. Go catch that. Motherfucking and Blue. And we was a good series. What else is coming up?
And what else? The other storyline is that the Bears are starting Fields.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
our pick.
Yeah, man.
So I'll be watching that.
Man. You know what's so beautiful? When I looked at the schedule, I think we got Chicago like week 15 or something like that. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like we get to go ahead and pound on them. And you know, that'll be a double win right there. Like, that's it. Notching it up. The draft pick. And also getting the dub. So, we're looking forward to that. But look, man. Starts here, goddammit. Like LRP says, one game at a time. Right now, it's the Falcons, goddammit. And these motherfuckers ain't the Broncos. They're not the Redskins. Okay? They're not even the Carolina Panthers. So, need to beat up
them. They're the easiest team on our schedule.
Beat on. Beat them up. Make a statement here. Everybody needs to make a statement. Seriously. Everybody. Like, for real. When you look at Saquon Barkley, you need to have a big game. Kenny Galladay needs to have a big game. Evan Engram, you ain't play all year. You need to have a big game. Kyle Rudolph, man, we bought you in and you ain't do shit yet. You need a big game. Tony, where the fuck you at? You need a big game. The only one that probably don't need a big game is Shepard, but come out and give me a big game anyway. Darius Slayton, the fuck, man, you done cost us two games. Give me a big game. you know what I mean? Like, you can just go all around. Big Cat. Fucking Danny Shelton. Austin Johnson. Dexter Lawrence, Blake Martinez, Lorenzo Carter. Aziz he's been having a good season so far. You don't need a big game, but give me a big game anyway. O'Shane Ximen, Reggie Ragland, Bradbury, Adore Jackson. Darnay Holmes, Jabril Peppers, Logan Ryan, Xavier McKinney. You all need big games, motherfuckers. Show up, show out. That's how I see it.
Well.
Takes me back to, like, that question Black asked. If we lose this game, does he lose the team? I think if we lose this game, that means he already lost the team. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is can't lose this game.
Must win.
It's another year, and it's another week three must win.
How ironic. One minute. Man, this would be a heartbreaker, man. This would be a heartbreaker, man. I wouldn't be able to even look some of my patients in the eyes. I've been talking shit so much.
I forgot. You're down there, so you're getting it. Getting that work.
I said, Matty Ice is a bum. That's what I told him. He's a bum. Even though I know you ain't. I just get him riled up. He's a bum. Matty Popsicle. He played some good football last year, too, though. So, let's see what he gets out of Calvin Ridley and hopefully nothing. Like she said, Bradbury shutting him down. He's so cold loaded, you know, in the back end. I don't know what the fuck is going on with those shortening immediate scenes and all this. He chose where we at with it. But hopefully set up. Pick a zone apart. I don't know what the hell that sound is, but he'll pick a zone apart, like, completely. And I don't want to see that happen to us again. Please, man. Would a fat Patrick Graham please stand up? I'm going to need you to please man up. What happened to us? Wasn't we top 10 last year? What happened to us? Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you good, bro. And I was screaming out
man.
Julio because that's what Matt Ryan was doing. That man was screaming out.
What happened to us? What do you mean, what happened to us, though?
What happened to us?
He thought that on me blanked out, man. No, you ain't blanked out, bro. We heard it all the time. I think a lot of us was on me.
Yeah, what happened to us, man? I know, obviously, you know, we said earlier about LRP, you know, Dalvin.
Oh, you're talking about the Giants.
A big portion. Yeah, us. What happened to our defense? We were top 10 last year.
Oh, the defense. Ah. I ain't going to lie, Thomason do have a lot to do with it. There's a lot to do with that running, stuff in the run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leonard Williams owes him 10%, for sure.
Mm-hmm. He do. Well, he owed him. He got his money now, but and I think we could have fit him in, too, but I don't know how much money you want to put on the defensive line. That's important. You know, he's very, very important, but we didn't really draft the kid either. You know? So.
Yeah, I honestly can't answer that, what happened to the defense, because like I was saying in the beginning when I called, it's like everything's backwards. The offense looks serviceable. All we needed was the offense to be serviceable, we figured, and the defense
mm-hmm.
would hold up their end of the deal, and we'd be in games. But the defense is not holding up their end of the deal at all. They're getting roasted. But, I mean, this Falcons team does not concern me in the least.
Mm-mm.
Like, I will throw down on this one. I'll just take the Giants. I won't give the points, but I'll put up enough money and take the money line. And it should be set it and forget it. But it really should. I mean, there's no reason to lose this game.
I'm just trying to look and see. Absolutely, you're absolutely right. I'm trying to look and see. Okay, so Matty Ice so far, 3 interceptions. I'm trying to look and see how many he's going to give to us. If he can give, I think it's a potential he can give at least 2 to us. I don't know why in my mind I'm feeling like he's going to be contributing to our success. He's on 3 so far. He did all that in the Tampa Bay game. Dr. Matty Popsicle, hopefully you throw us one, two, or three. I would appreciate that. Because ultimately, if the defense is getting daggered like that, we're going to need something to flip the field. I think we're a good team. I think we're good enough to actually create some turnovers, right? That Bimba don't break motto, I don't like it. I never liked it. But it was working last year. This year, we're bridging. Especially if, you know, if these teams are able to sustain a long drive, defensive play, and the motherfucking Zebras, they are disgusting. So I don't know what happened to us, man, but what I do know is that I'm not seeing no motherfucking adjustments. I'm going to need to see some adjustments, Skinny Graham. Mr. Skinny Graham, I'm going to need some adjustments. I can't even say much about the red herring, man. If this defense right now is just two eyes to the side, I can't. I can't, man.
Go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, you got it.
To me, I just think that it's a problem that we worry about for no reason. For me, I feel like that this defense is eventually, they're too good and they're going to come around. So I think it's just unfortunate what happened, or, you know what I mean, so far in the season. But I don't think that this is the same defense that you're going to see all year long. It's just going to come a point that they got to man up. Because the shit is getting embarrassing. And we got too many, like, strong leaders on the defensive side that they're not going to sit there and just accept that shit. Like, nah, I mean, you're not going to sit here and accept that we this bad. You know what I mean? So I do believe that it's going to turn around. Now, how long is it going to take? That's the worry maybe that you can have for me. Like, how long is it taking? I needed to come on and come around now. It should have came around week two. You know what I mean? I can understand the Teddy Bridgewater thing, him extending the plays and all that shit, and the offense wasn't helping you much, and y'all exhausted out there. I can get that. What I can't get is fucking Heineken going out there looking like a Montaigne on you. That's what I can't get. No. That was embarrassing, okay? That was fucking embarrassing. And now y'all got a chance to sit there and show that's not us.
I don't know. We probably sleeping on Heineken, though. I think Heineken, he was doing some of this last year.
Don't get me wrong. He played a great game, bro.
He's cool, bro.
And what I say going into the game, I said that shit. I done seen this shit before when we motherfucking going and saying, oh, we're playing third-string quarterback, we should be good, and these motherfuckers come out with my ass. I expected this shit. Yeah, I expected
DJ
this Beathard. Shit. But it's a problem for him to look that good, though. For him to kick your ass that way and basically look unstoppable, he looked like he was on par and on the pace with fucking Pat Mahomes and the Lamar Jacksons of the world and shit. He looked like he was an elite quarterback in this league against us. And that was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Sure was. Well, we shall see, man. Hopefully the progression of the defense gets better, man. I'm hoping some of these captains, you know, do what they need to do. I'm not sure the snap count before. We was talking about before with Peppers when he you know, because he had like 42%. I got to look and see what the snap count is. And I don't know. Did y'all see him on the field more this the Washington game? Jabril Peppers.
What was that?
Did he get a lot more reps? No. I don't remember seeing him as much.
He ain't had much of an impact.
I gotta go look at
him. And I was happy and proud of Price. I felt like it showed that he is definitely a better center than he is a guard, and I'm glad that they made the decision that they made what they did with him.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate, we lost Gates, possibly because of it. I mean, you know, unfortunate shit happens, you know. But, you know, all prayers and everything to Gates, and hopefully a great recovery and return next year. Unfortunately, I think we're going to grab up a center to possibly, like, really take over that spot or for you to compete with and Gates. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to have definitely a tough role coming back, but salute to you. But, yeah, I'm glad what they did with Price. Going forward, I'm looking forward to seeing how he progresses as a center for the New York Football Giants. Brogdon ain't bad out there. They was putting Pert at guard at practice this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's
interesting about Matt Pert at guard, because when I looked it up, he apparently played guard all throughout college until his senior year. He played right tackle.
And did you see Lemieux? Lemieux had surgery today.
Yeah.
And he's out. Well,
that's messed up.
But
that's messed up, man.
Rest of the season gone.
Early. I know.
Season done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Should have did that surgery early.
Speedy return. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Purdy, man. Let's go. Let's try that out. Let's try the brethren out. Yeah. Just gotta find and then they signed Harrison back to the active roster, right? That's what I'm doing.
They signed who?
Harrison to the active roster.
They
remember they put him on the practice squad. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, gosh.
Hey.
You know, shout out to your son Billy Price, man. I like that tape he put up there, man. You know,
Shout out
to Ben Bredger.
Proud of
Bredger's
him. Now,
looking good out there.
He did have some bad snaps, though. He did have some high snaps, a couple of them.
Yeah, they was wobbly.
Yeah,
they was looking a little
nervous.
A little nervous, but shout out to him, man. That's going to take on two. That's all I need you to plug it up. You're plugging them up. I don't know what type of power scheme they're trying to run up the middle, but I don't know what that is, bro. Just run into a wall of people. What the hell is that? I haven't seen nobody cut on the edges, period. Have you seen anybody break it out to the side or anything like that?
No.
Only Daniel.
Only Daniel.
Only Daniel.
Only Daniel.
The number one
there
rusher
is,
on the New York Giants, boy.
That's crazy, man. That is absolutely crazy.
Oh, no.
Daniel Lamar. That boy out there running.
Daniel Jackson.
Oh, man. Yeah, shout out to Danny Jones, yo. I need to see some dimes, though. I need to see some Kenny Love. I just came out with something, like a little, like a touchdown. Something needs to happen, bro.
She call me Lamar Jones.
You think they're going to keep running this RPO?
They should.
They better.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that works.
Right? Like, it looked like
you know?
Motherfucker was the master of that shit. Like, it looked like that shit unstoppable. Motherfucker did that shit like two plays in a row and still work. I'm like, God damn.
I'll be real. He does it. It's clean. He does it clean.
Oh,
you know, what the
But
yo, I'm telling you, it's Eli, bro. Y'all laugh at me, but I'm telling you, yo, Eli taught him something about that fucking fake, you know. Like, yo, you got a motherfucking pray action like this, so you got to hide the ball, you know. Because I swear to you, he faked the cameraman out like 3 times in that game. I'm like, mm-hmm. You got the ball or not? Because I could have sworn like Daniel still got that ball. But they still just mm-hmm. looking at Saquon, make you look at Saquon just, like, well, I'm telling you, Daniel got the ball and shit. Then they find, oh, Daniel was running. And then the camera finally get on Daniel. Like, oh, my God. Like, this motherfucker is fake.
Yeah. And then the Zebras took it away.
And easy for me to say, but he's got to get more to the sideline, and he's got to slide. He's going to take, like, I really admire the moxie of him, because, like, he'll be trucking fools or trying to, but he can get hurt, man. You can't be doing that in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know?
He tried to bowl that one DB over. I was like, God damn, that motherfucker said,
yeah.
That.
I said, hey, take it easy, bro. Look what happened to Baker trying to do all that.
Well, Baker got hurt?
Well, Baker did. He popped his left shoulder out of place trying to make a tackle. But that is something he would do. Like, he's just a football player. Anyways, I'm just saying, with that running, get down, get the ball out like Russell Wilson does and Mahomes on that. On the sideline.
That's the thing about the baseball background. Daniel don't have a baseball background.
He
got a basketball.
Right? Nah. Based on his non-sliding ability, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Unless he was a DH
I believe it was basketball.
That makes sense. Yeah. I seen him in the offseason playing basketball.
You could tell he never played baseball. You could just tell.
Nah.
Because when you look at Russell, you look at all the rest of them, you know, you can tell those dudes are used to sliding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Away. And Kyler, yeah. It's a
Kyler,
bonus, that slide.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah, they pop right up. Which is true. I don't need him to get hurt trying to slide the right way. I'm just saying. That would definitely be a drill I'd be doing. For sure. Because, you know, you get cracked in that. That's 15 yards, man.
That's
giving yourself up, man. There's no fumbling like that. The whole reason of your fumbling is diving. The ball is live. Mm-hmm. It's still alive, and the ground could cause it, especially when no one touches you. You know?
Crazy.
You're not down.
But yeah, shout out to Daniel, though, man. No turnovers, bro. He was hiding in the bottom. PFF fell in love with him too. Let's see. They talk real nice about that young fella.
Ding ding ding. Ding ding ding. Well, either chose one from LeBron, you said?
No, he dropped. This is me, you, and Dan Siegel.
She won that 7.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah. But either way, the Bible was stating that, PFF was stating that Daniel Jones is like the number one quarterback down the field. Number two was Russell Wilson. I was like, damn. What the hell? So,
Daniel is the player of the week for PFF or something.
He was?
Oh.
I didn't see that. Okay. Yeah. But I was very impressed by that, man. That's a cut. We know he's talented that way. And, you know, I like the fact that the offensive line did give him some time, man. Especially playing that defensive line. It gave him some time. So, very interesting to see against Atlanta and to see exactly how we can become victorious.
All right, man. I don't got much, man. I want to hold y'all brothers, man, and nothing but space, time, and continuum. So we can go ahead, man, and get some closing statements and get the hell up out of here. The sea actually just dropped. So this is me and you, Shake, man. Let's take them to the prehabs.
No doubt. Great show. We'll be back tomorrow. Driving Thursdays. And I will be getting everybody on the hot seat for a prediction pool, letting everybody know what they did last week, all that good shit. So, y'all join us, host. But the host being LRP, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get ready for week three. Got a Thursday night matchup, which it ain't too appealing, though. I forget who it is, but it's some bum-ass teams, really, that I don't really care to watch. It's football. We're going to have football Thursday, so yeah, that's only a game to go ahead and predict on and predict on the rest of the week's games. And get ready for this week three. It's here already. Looking past the first 2 weeks. Wish we would have squeaked that win out against Washington. If they didn't call that false start, we would have been sitting here 1-1 right now. Even though we would still have a lot of gripe about the game, we will all be feeling much, much better knowing that we were 1-1 instead of 0-2. The loss really hurt, especially the way it went down. But it's a long season. We got 15 more games to go. So, still a lot of football left, man. There's still a lot of things that's supposed to happen, that will happen throughout the season. So we get to see all this play out. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm still on the 11-6 train. I still see that it's going to be a good season for us. Not letting this 0-2 start ruin that for me, even though I did not want to have another season where we did start off 0-2. That was one of the things that I did not want. Like, I did not want a slow start. Like, I wanted us to actually be on top of the shit where we was 2-0. Feeling comfortable about going to three, you know what I mean, this third game and feeling confident, like, look, we can beat anybody. Now we looking at it like, damn, can we even win a game? Looks like everything's against us. So, different energy, man, but it can all turn around with the win. It's so crazy. Like, how much a win can just turn everything around. We do this shit every year. We start off, I can't even remember what we started off last year. But we start off just in the same type of shit. And then everybody else was fucking up. And then we was actually in first place in a division for like a week. And we were like happy. And we were sitting there, right? And we were sitting there like, yo, we hot right now. And we were feeling confident and feeling good about the team, feeling good about watching us next week. So, and that's all come with a W. That all comes with a win. That W erases and wipes a lot of the pain away. So, let's get a W for us, man. Fan base needs it. We need to come out with it. That's it. Y'all join us tomorrow. Again, shout out to Nacho and the Box of Cheese. We'll now be taking over Tuesday night slot.
Yeah.
Nacho Rabbit's Tuesdays. You know what I mean? So we would definitely be
that
giving y'all 5 days a
that
week.
That was in the stars.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Definitely was, man. So. That's it, man. Great show again, and
Let's
roll down at y'all tomorrow, man. Friday, Thursday.
Yes. All right. Take us to the crib, baby. Yeah, like always, right this time. We don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up because we keep shit live. Let's get shakedown right with New York Giants on that drive for five. And we out of there. It's a way black music.
Hey, yo, you just been shook by the Shakedown crew, and we the body here. Peace. Enjoy your night.
One. Good night. Y'all be safe out there. Wear your mask. Wash your ass.
Both in the same order.